The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Some more, eh, kiddies? Well, now I have a haunting tale for you tonight. Think you're brave enough to listen to this one? Let's find out. Tonight's terror tale is about a young boy who remembers seeing something weird and disturbing when he was a child. And I call this one, Always Smile and Enjoy.
I remember that when I was a child, I was treated for an extreme case of fear of the dark. My mother and my aunt took me to see an old lady who lived in a big old house, and then brought me into a darkened room with candles lit all around. The old woman whispered something into my ear, then they performed some sort of occult ritual and blew out all the candles. And I don't remember the procedure itself, but I still remember it happening. The memories were sealed away in a remote corner of my mind, but recently I began to remember. And I'm horrified by what I recall. My memory is not very clear, but I must have been about 4 years old. I was sent to live with my aunt for a while, and I don't know why my parents sent me there, but they would come visit me from time to time. One day, I was sitting alone in the bedroom, playing with some toys, when I heard a sound of strange whisperings behind me. And I turned around and saw something that made me very uneasy. On the bed, there sat two young girls, about 12 years of age. Their faces were pale, their eyes were wide open, and their mouths were twisted in the most disturbing smile I had ever seen. It wasn't a happy smile, it was a more of an evil grin. They were smiling from ear to ear, baring their teeth. They spoke in whispers to each other, though their lips, they never moved, and their teeth remained firmly clenched together. It was like they were talking through those creepy smiles. Then, the girls turned and looked at me. They simply turned their heads in my direction and stared. What was even more strange was that their pupils were not moving. They seemed to be staring right through me. I was so scared by these disturbing apparitions that I stopped playing with the cars and I just ran from the room. I recall something that happened later. It was in the evening and I was sitting at the table with my aunt and my cousins. And all of a sudden, I noticed a strange woman in the kitchen. Nobody else seemed to notice her. She was tall and her face was very pale. She had that same disturbing smile on her face, grinning from ear to ear and baring her teeth. She came toward me and seemed to smile even more broadly than before. Then two smiling girls entered the kitchen and stood behind her. It seemed like they were children. The woman whispered something to them, and then they crawled under the table and pulled out a tray with a few plates on it. And I watched them as if I was spellbound, not paying any attention to my aunt, who was calling my name and asking what I was looking at. The woman pulled out a chair opposite of me and the children sat down at the table. She put a plate in front of each of them, then she put out another plate in front of me.
Bon appetit.
Slowly, my eyes went down and I looked at the contents of the plate. And after all these years, I can remember it so clearly. And it's a memory that still haunts me, and I see it every time I try to fall asleep. On the plate in front of me lay a part of a human face. The skin was boiled and mushy and the eyes were still in their sockets. And all around the edge of the plate, there were severed fingers. And I screamed. I screamed so loudly that my aunt grabbed me by the hand and tried to calm me down and asked me what was wrong. Sobbing uncontrollably, I told her about the face and then the fingers on the plate. I was still shaking when I heard one of the small girls ask,
"Can I have his eyes, Mom? He doesn't want them."
The girl reached across the table and started plucking pieces of flesh off my plate. Once again, I began to cry. I was afraid to tell my aunt about the strange woman and her children who had seemed were visible to no one else but me. Smiling wretches never left my plate alone. At night, they sat on the floor of my room and played some kind of game, and that smile never disappeared from their faces. I cried myself to sleep as quietly as I could, hoping that I wouldn't see them anymore. And as the days passed, I confessed to my aunt about the woman and her children. I told her about the terrible smiles and how I would wake up in the night and see the woman standing at the foot of my bed. And I told her how every evening they dined with us at the table and ate human flesh. And I told her that the children would even play strange games with their food. And when their mother saw these games, she smiled. Her smile seemed to get stronger. At first, my aunt refused to believe what I was telling her. She cursed and screamed and said it wasn't true, so I stopped talking about it. However, something happened that convinced her that I was telling the truth. One night, the woman pulled me out of bed and said she wanted to play a game with her children. They were rolling eyeballs around on the floor like marbles. I screamed and I struggled, and her nails dug into my skin, leaving terrible scratches. Hearing all the commotion, my aunt rushed into the room and saw me lying on the floor with tears flowing from my eyes and blood flowing from the long scratches of my arms and legs. She called my mother, and together they took me to see the old lady who treated me for the fear of the dark. I think she knew something about the inhabitants of the house, and they performed some sort of exorcism. And after that, I was sent back to live with my parents, and I never saw those smiling creatures again.
Ah, so you made it through another one of my terror tales. You must be braver than I thought, I guess. But let's see how brave you really are. You want to hear one of my jokes? Okay. What songs do vampires hate? Give up. You are my sunshine! Who keeps playing that bastard thing anyway? Ah! Follow me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. And join me over on Patreon at Patreon.com/Mr. Cemetery for more bonus episodes and content you won't get anywhere else. You can find links to all of this and so much more in the show notes of this episode, so click the link. And until next time, remember, stay spooky.